Deuteronomy chapter 11. See, God brought Israel out of bondage. They was in the land of Egypt. They was under slavery. And he brought them out with a high hand. He opened the Red Sea up and let them cross the Red Sea. He opened up Jordan and let them cross Jordan. He finally got them into the land of promise called the land of Canaan. And if we could style or describe the land of Canaan, we would have to describe it as the new birth, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We couldn't describe it as heaven because ain't no sickness up in heaven. Ain't no giants up in heaven. You understand what I mean? He brought them into the land of Canaan. And he said, when you get there, remember, I've given you this land that you our houses already built, wells already digged, vineyards already planted, and all you have to do, houses full of good new furniture, of good furniture. Huh? And when you get there, remember lest you forget. And that's what they did. They forgot. And he said to them, when you get there, you remember who brought you. Remember how I brought you. Remember what I did for you. Remember that you tell your children. Hello? Hello, somebody. So he said in Deuteronomy chapter 11, make sure I'm in the right chapter here. Verse 20. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied. Well, let me back up. Verse 19. And ye shall teach them, your children, speaking of them that when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt write them where? Upon the doorposts of thine house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be what? Multiply, and that the days of your children, and the days of your children. See, God don't only want, he was talking to me, and I'll say this much, he said, because you made certain declaration over your family, I can keep them alive and I can protect them from the evil that's in this world. I'm running out of time, but I got to take my time and do well what I do. Okay? And because you did that, I can protect you. Because he said, but there are those that bring their children to the world and they speak curses over them. And that's why they're running wild. That's why they're doing all these things. That's why you see them in this, because they didn't give me a right to keep them. Did not I say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty? I can say of the Lord, he is what? My refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely not maybe. He shall deliver thee from where? The snare of the fowler, from the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feather. Under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be your what? Shield and buckler. And the arrows this and the arrow that flies, the enemy, the thing that stalks at night, the wasted at noonday, and all these things that come at us. He said, 1,000 falls at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. How did that happen? How do this happen? Because somebody come in agreement with God. I've been brought under covenant with God. And God will watch over his word when I walk under that covenant. God will watch over his word when you walk under that covenant. He don't care what you've done in the past. Have you come under the covenant, into covenant relationship with God? Have you been born again? Have you been made the righteousness of God? Have you been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? Have you made God, Jesus, your Lord? Then you have rights. the enemy just can't come in and inhabit in your life because you've been brought out of darkness. I don't care, even though it's here, Adam did it, but you have a right to live blessed. Just because a curse is in this world don't have that, doesn't mean that a curse has to be in my world. I choose what comes into my world and what I don't let come in. I choose what I live good or live poorly. I choose what I live free or live in abundance. It's my choice. Hallelujah. I choose where I have a plenty or have a little. I choose where I pray or where I whine. I choose where I rejoice or walk around with a long face. It's my choice because the enemy has been defeated. I don't know how to end it, because I did not anyway. Woo! My God. When Jesus showed up, huh? I said, when Jesus showed up, ha, there was a man just like us in the earth, but he could do some stuff. Because we were bound and he was free. And he demonstrated in front of the eyes of all of his followers, the Pharisees as well, how a blessed man can live in a sin-cursed world. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. He demonstrated, they all saw it, how a man that's blessed of God can live free of sin in a sin-cursed world. And not only did he show how to live, he came and redeemed us so we could live like him. Aren't you glad about it? Aren't you glad about it? Hallelujah! Somebody ought to have a shout of praise. Hey! I used to be bound. I used to be broke. I used to be sad. Used to be sick, but praise God, I got a redeemer, I got a healer, I got a provider, I got a protector, I got a God who sits on his throne, I got a God that lives on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Who loves me? Who died for me? Who raised again? Thank you, Lord. Let me close with this. When he appeared to Mary, when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, that conception was a miracle. When Joseph went to Bethlehem of Judea, and the Passion Translation said he was born wrapped in strips of cloth, laid in a trough, you know, like a feeding trough. He was born in Bethlehem of Judea. That was a miracle. When he lived the perfect life, died a sacrificial death, rose victorious over death, hell, and the grave, that was a miracle. Hallelujah. When you got born again, made Jesus the Lord of your life, that was a miracle. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. And we are born of a miracle God that works miracles in our lives. And we are not cursed, but we are blessed. Amen. Amen. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the gifts of your spirit. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.